We have this remarkable inscription to the vicar's wife, Mrs. Colfe. Like practically every woman in the 17th century, she was never educated, of course. There were no facilities to educate women unless you were aristocracy. So she couldn't read or write. She was much older than her husband, Abraham, who came here in 1604 as a curate, having just been released from prison because he quite misguidedly supported the Earl of Essex's rebellion in the reign of Elizabeth and was thrown into prison. But he was released by James I and came to Lewisham as a curate. And he was a curate for 6 years, and then he became vicar in 1610 and stayed here till he died in 1657. So he was here for about 48 years. He married an older woman who was a widow, and she'd inherited from her husband, who was a tanner in Lewisham, a lot of land and money as well, I think. And I always get the feeling this was a kind of strategic marriage, because I don't think Abraham Colfe had any money. But he was able to use, once they were married, all that property and money came to him, and he was able to use that for benevolent uses later. So it was all put to a good use, but the poor Margaret, she lost everything to him. This inscription describes what she did, her work in the community of Lewisham in the 17th century. She was a willing nurse, a midwife, a surgeon, and in part physician to all, both rich and poor, without expecting any reward, because there were no facilities to treat or heal anybody here. There would have been up in central London, but nothing here, and certainly nothing for poor people. So that's a remarkable account, albeit short, of Margaret Colfe's work in the community of Lewisham. Abraham Colfe's memorial is outside, up on the wall, but it's very badly eroded and quite difficult to read. And Abraham Colfe was a great benefactor, using his wife's money and land, great benefactor to Lewisham. Of course, he founded Colfe School in 1652, and I'm told it's the only grammar school to be founded during the time of Cromwell, the English Commonwealth. So it's unique. And he also founded a sort of preparatory school, which he called a reading school, which was just up the road on the site of the hospital. That prepared boys to go into the senior school. And the school up on Blackheath, as it was then, in Lewisham Hill, also had a large library, the first public library in Lewisham, if you can define it as such. I mean, he would have defined it as that. It was open to gentlemen. They could use it. That was it. Gentlemen. Nobody else. And that library is now in the clerk's office at the Leather Sellers Company. And he founded the Colfe's Almshouses, which used to stand just register office is, but they were sadly demolished in 1958. There was no real reason to demolish them, but it just happened. It was awful.